recently have reported on the economic development of what's happening in our community and the many, many different announcements that Governor Andrew Cuomo has made for us here. But you break it down and really shine a spotlight on the jobs and the tax breaks and failure to create a tax base in our community.
Yeah, there's been a couple of projects. Obviously, the green energy initiative in South Buffalo that the governor announced a couple weeks ago, state investment of $225 million to bring a couple of clean energy companies in here, about 850 jobs initially. And then we've got what's kind of amounted to the ongoing saga with Uniland and Delaware North trying to build new corporate headquarters for Delaware North at the corner of Chippewa Street and Delaware Avenue, and the tax breaks that they're trying to get. And it's they're two, you know, big projects, very different projects. But one of the things that strikes me is that what's going on now in the name of economic development is not going to translate into growing this community's tax base, which I think is really important when you consider that Erie and Niagara counties have some of the highest property tax rates, not only in the state, but in the country. And, of course, you know, New York State's high taxes statewide have been well documented. There's not only a need in this community to create jobs, good-paying jobs, but there's a need to build a tax base to relieve the burden on those of us already here. And in the case of Uniland and Delaware North, there's going to be very little paid by way of property taxes for 10 years. So we are not building a tax base with these kind of projects.
And in your story on Delaware North, you titled it The Endless Subsidies, these 25 years of tax breaks that you've uncovered that really are exactly to what you're talking about, that are in some ways a setback, even though we're seeing this corporate headquarters remain in the city.
Yeah, you know, what struck me in the course of reporting that story is the fact that Delaware North, company with an annual revenues of in excess of $2.5 billion, not million, but billion dollars, is winding down one 15-year subsidy deal and is really demanding and will most likely get another 10 years. Now, it really begs the question, does a multi-billion-dollar corporation require 25 years of taxpayer assistance? Really? What struck me also is this sense of entitlement that Delaware North has articulated, but it's part of the scene here. Developers in business, a lot of businesses, feel entitled to tax breaks, and they think it's perfectly acceptable to basically threaten to leave if they don't get their way.
Now, in your interview that you did for WGRZ Television, you talked to one of the Delaware North officials about these tax breaks.
I was able to pose a couple of questions to Dan Zimmer, the company's vice president of finance, outside a recent IDA meeting.
Why does Delaware North need subsidies for 25 years?
I think the subsidies from the existing building in Fountain Plaza covered the period from 2000 to 2015.
And that's not good enough? You need more?
That covered our lease that was in place from 2000 to 2015. We expect to be in that facility throughout that lease. And then we've asked for incentives for the new building.
And they want to talk about how they're loyal to Buffalo, but they don't want to talk about the threats they've made to leave Buffalo if they don't get what they want. Delaware North, I think their strategy has been to make the quiet threat, scare the politicians, watch them stampede, and get their way. And, you know, so far it's working.
Riverbend, did this kind of come out of a little bit of nowhere where all of a sudden this announcement was made, where they're ready to develop?
Well, it's been in the works.
Okay.
That project, you know, you're seeing with the billion to Buffalo, you're seeing kind of a dual track here. You're seeing Howard Zemsky and the Western New York Regional Economic Development Council working on a lot of stuff. But the projects at the medical campus and now at Riverbend are really being driven out of Albany under Dr. Elaine Caleros, who is the nanotech guru of Albany. And they've been working on the Riverbend project very quietly for quite some time. So it didn't, it only hit publicly, but that's been in the works for some time.
Well, Jim Heaney of Investigative Post, thank you so much for sharing your stories with our audience. And, of course, you can always read Jim's stories online at investigativepost.org.